Dermot and Dave.
Conversation, crack,
and the music you love.
Today FM.
It all happens here.
Today FM.
After the women's fours won their bronze medal the other night, there was big news last night about 2 o'clock in the morning.
Oh yeah, absolutely massive. Paul O'Donovan and Fintan McCarthy taking gold at the Sea Forest Waterway, powering to victory past the Germans, past the Italians, and cool as cucumbers, the two lads.
Gold medals for Skibbereen. Where? Like Emily from the women's fours is from Skibbereen as well. Like the rowing prowess coming out of West Cork is absolutely insane. So,
yeah, it's our first ever rowing gold, which is amazing.
Although, do you remember Gary O'Donovan and Paul O'Donovan when the O'Donovan brothers were doing stuff? Yeah. They were like world champions like three or four times.
They got silver. They got silver in the Olympics. But obviously it's our first gold. I just like their humility and normality knows no bounds. Literally, like any interviews with them after, you know, they'd won, it sounded like they had just like gone to the cinema and got jellies. They were like, "Yeah, grand, just do what we always do."
Delighted now. Yeah, great. They're incredible, absolutely incredible. And the rowing club Inskib has even more people in. Emily Casey's in the lightweight women's double sculls. She finished eighth, and then Emily Hegarty got her like bronze as well.
Rowing is brutal. We forget. You know, because it looks so nice on the water, and they're so in sync. It just looks like you just go nee nee nee, and you win gold. And like anyone who's ever been in a rowing machine knows that it's just hell.
That's absolutely
and
hell.
Every part of your body is screaming, "Let me off this contraption." I remember I trained very briefly in my 20s with some rowers, and their thing was, well, I was like, well, how far do we push ourselves? And they went, you have to keep going till you can taste blood in the back of your throat. And I was like, oh, okay.
This isn't for me at all.
No, this is not my sport.
At what point do we have scones, lads? That's what I'd want to know.
Yeah, I thought this was meant to be elegant and,
We're staying on the water for the first of our Today FM listener reporters, because James Raleigh, who was on with us the other day, is in Clare, and he got up at 6 o'clock in the morning to watch an event that wasn't on the telly, so he felt bad and decided we'd give him another go. So we're staying on the water because James is looking at the canoe slalom. Take it away, James.
Now, this is the women's canoe slalom final. No, sorry, heats. There's 22 contestants. And it's canoeing. Now, I don't really know what the difference between the canoe and the kayaking is yet. I'm just about to Google it here, but I'll find out now in a few minutes. And up first is a girl called Jane Nicholas, and she's from the Cook Islands. So anyway, that's what their name. So she's about to take off, and she has to get from the top to the bottom as quick as she can and get through these gates. Yeah, these gates, they're like troughs. Yeah, and there's penalties. Anyway, she's about to take off. Here we go. Yeah, and Jane is away. Right, she's a doctor. So anyway, she's away. She's got through the first one, down through the second one. Not too bad. Oh, no, a penalty there. This is a bit like skiing. You're trying to ski across, like you're skiing in a boat. But anyway, there she goes one. Oh, no, she's touched another one. That's four penalties is after coming up. Oh, she's got a bit twisted. She hit off a blue thing down the middle. No, she's missed a gate. She missed a gate. She gets 50 penalty points. Oh, she's not going well. It's not. Come on, Jane. So anyway, she's turned it around now. I don't know if this is the normal score, but this seems to make a lot of penalties. I don't think she'd be making it. She's about 70 penalties. So this couldn't be good. Come on, Jane.
That's James looking at the women's slalom clue. Apparently, there's more from James from this morning. That was yesterday. We'll get to that in a second.
Yeah, remember, the only criteria, you know, we're looking for to become Dermot and Dave Today FM Olympic reporter is that you had to be curious and disinterested in equal measures. The kind of thing that if you weren't selected to be one of our Olympic reporters, you didn't really care.
Grand.
Yeah.
Alan Coyle was disinterested enough to watch the baseball for us. He's in Mullingar.
All right, so that is the baseball over. The first game was Dominican Republic versus Japan. The commentator has just said that that was a thrilling start to the tournament. I'd have to disagree. Literally nothing happened for half of that game. That was 3 hours long.
Oh, God.
More than 3 hours. Split into nine sections called innings, which I thought was a type of belly button. But for the first five innings, nothing happened. There was no score. And the guy would try to, would throw the ball. The guy who's meant to hit it with the bat wouldn't hit it. And there'd be a guy crouched down behind the guy with the bat, and he'd be wearing loads of PPE, and he'd just catch it in a massive oven glove. And then they'd do that for a while. And then they'd both just walk away, and apparently somebody would be out. But eventually scores started to happen, but it looked kind of the same. I couldn't figure out why they were scoring then, but not earlier. And in the end, Japan won. The highlights of the game, I would have to say, were the dance moves of the Dominican Republican players every time they scored, and also their guy who was crouched down catching the ball behind the guy with the bat. He looked a lot like Spider-Man, and I kind of enjoyed that quite a bit. So that's essentially it.
Perfect. That is the kind of sports report we want.
Yes.
Spider-Man references, dance moves. Mm. This is what it's all about.
Baseball is massive in Japan. So yeah, that would have been a big deal for them. Obviously, the rest
Dominican
of us,
Republic.
The closest we get is rounders. Yeah. You know, and even that is then we keep forgetting about rounders. We keep forgetting to play it every summer. Kate Blewett is in Lahinch in County Clare. She had a look at the fencing.
So fencing is a sport I know zero about. Prior to this, my only frame of reference for fencing would have been the 90s cartoon Dog Tanya and the Three Muskahounds. And the only person I've ever come across in my life who does fencing was an extremely nerdy guy I knew back in college. Now, I'm not saying that all fencers are nerds or anything, but having watched it now a bit, there's a bang of nerd off it, to be fair. So there's three main events in fencing: the foil, the sabre, and the épée, which foil, sabre, and épée all sound like hipster children's names. I watched the men's sabre event between South Korea and Italy. And it's actually a really difficult sport to watch because the movements are super fast, like lightning, so you can kind of miss them quickly. I can only describe it as, it looks like Daft Punk or like New Age beekeepers poking at each other with like meat skewers, like long meat skewers.
Yes.
So South Korea won 45-26. No idea what sort of that entailed, to be honest. Sort of passed me by. And I'm going to leave you with a bad Dave dad joke.
Yes.
This one's for you, Dave, by saying I hope my reporting was not too offensive. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Outstanding. Kate Blewett
in Lahinch. That's great. That's just
so good.
I feel we're all more educated now on the whole thing.
Now, the women's
New Age beekeepers is my favourite thing.
The women's canoe slalom heats. James was on about earlier on, but he got up this morning and watched a little bit more.
So here we go now. There's a girl going down here. There's a Vera Tischnig from Austria. And she's gone through gate 5 and 6. And that's a tricky section. There's been a few errors there. And she's no Eskimo roll done yet either. That's where you flip over and flip back up again. And there's actually been a good few of them. Anyway, it's getting exciting. You've only one run in the semi-final, and 8 or 12 get through to the final. So she looks happy, that Werishnig. So she's definitely going to get through. Right, I'll leave you go. I want to watch this. Right, I'll talk to you later.
All the best, James.
Hey, James, sorry for interrupting your slalom, your women's canoe slalom.
Canoe slalom, this is getting through to the final. This is the pinnacle of the heats. So I can understand why it's so important to James.
The good or bad news, depending on which way you look at it, is that we're looking for more Today FM Olympic reporters for the Dermot and Dave show. You could be like Kate, or Alan, or James, and be reporting exclusively in the next couple of days on a sport that we choose for you. All you have to do is drop us a text or WhatsApp and let us know you want to be part of our Olympic team. 087-4100-102 for text and WhatsApps. 087-4100-102. We'll give you the sport. You just sit down, you watch it, and anything from slaloms to New Age beekeepers. Now, we don't know what's going to happen.
No, that's the joy of it.
The whole point is, we'll be more educated on all the random sports that we know little or nothing about.
Or at least more entertained. We're not sure which is more important.
Dermot and Dave. Weekdays from 9 a.m. Today.